And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We got a great show for you. We're going to jump right in. We're going to be talking about the autoimmune and eye disease. Yeah, science is learning more about autoimmune conditions, but they don't know how to cure or reverse them. Much of the information is kind of buried and may not even reach physicians in the field. So autoimmune conditions can affect our vision in many ways. So when was the last time you heard an autoimmune issue can cause cataracts, damage your retina, and put your macular and cornea at risk? Well, few people have heard this from their healthcare providers. So this autoimmune condition significantly can reduce the quality of life. Here is a quote from the American Family Physician. This is a journal, September 2002. And it said, these autoimmune disorders can have devastating systemic and ocular effects. Ocular symptoms may include dry or red eyes, foreign body sensation, pruritus, photophobia, as well as pain, visual changes, and even complete loss of vision. So what would be the visual changes when an autoimmune disease is at play? Well, how about following this? One or both eyes may see different colors. One eye may see warm colors of tan, red, orange, and the other eye cool colors of blue and green. On a cellular level, the cones in the retina are responsible for depicting color, and this could indicate the retina is under attack or by the immune system. Now, straight lines may look wavy, and this again is a retina issue. You may experience dry eye where the glands of the eye are attacked and the lipid layer dries out. Also, sensitive corneas and cornea abrasions is an attack from the immune system powered by the central nervous system as well. And light sensitivity, so retina and the trigeminal nerve in the brain stem are under attack if you have light sensitivity. Swelling, redness, and pain, also symptoms. Night blindness, often referred to as low vision patients, and also having blind spots. So the treatments prescribed by doctors are to reduce symptoms, to make the condition more tolerable, but never to address the cause. So the constant use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, corticosteroids, and immune suppressive agents is not addressing the cause, and it puts the patients at risk of side effects, which is technically a secondary disease that is drug-induced. So do your homework on your eye drops, your creams, your salves, your laser procedures, and your drug therapy, because they can actually make the condition far worse and put you at risk of contracting another eye disease like glaucoma. So ask your doctors what the pros and cons are of the treatment, and if you hear there isn't any risk, this is always not true. So every prescription and invasive procedure carry risk, and some can cause irreversible changes. Here's a quote from, this is the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, March 2024. They say, steroids commonly used for autoimmune conditions are known to cause cataracts and glaucoma. They go on to say, many observational studies have been reported that patients with autoimmune or allergic disease seem to have a higher risk of developing the cataracts, end of quote. And don't forget your thyroid may play a role. You may be surprised to know that many of the autoimmune issues involve the thyroid and possibly the adrenal glands. So gland issues and autoimmune disease kind of go hand in hand. Therefore, if doctors are not looking for this domino connection, then you did not get at the cause of your autoimmunity and the disease it creates. So you also want to dive into those other areas because the whole body is connected. So let's look at dietary restrictions, because an autoimmune condition may come with food restrictions. And in some cases, food sensitivities are involved with autoimmune issues where the protein in the food looks like toxins to your immune system. So a myriad of symptoms can manifest, such as severe digestive issues, skin problems that can become severe, and also central nervous system, dysfunction or involving your vision even. Now, I covered more on this in a previous issue called Allergic to Food. You can look that up in the archives. Traumatic experiences can really affect your central nervous system and the emotions tied to the foods at the time of the trauma. If this is the case, it is very helpful to find a naturopath or a holistic physician that can pinpoint the food sensitivities through blood work and desensitize your nervous system that is heavily connected to autoimmune disease and desensitize your digestion to the offending foods. And I know it sounds crazy, but it does work. Now, they can also test you for strong emotions that are associated with a trauma, such as anger, bitterness, anxiety, fear, and then desensitize you to those emotions to speed your recovery, which also does work. So desensitizing you to food allergies and negative will always involve the nervous system. And if you hear that desensitizing you doesn't work, they are really not familiar with the central nervous system therapy created by Dr. Arthur Cushing. So what's the takeaway? Well, the takeaway from all of this is the body is connected with one area easily affecting another. So therefore, your holistic functional medicine physicians will need to address all this through testing. So hidden infections can be seen like Lyme's disease or mononucleosis, and hyperdriving your immune system. It's always on, triggering it. Also, they can test your thyroid for other glandular dysfunction, digestive dysfunction they can test for, skin issues, your hair analysis for heavy metals, and your brain map. They could do a scan and do a brain map to check your emotional imbalance or trauma affecting your brain and your food sensitivities. And by the way, that brain map's kind of cool. So if you have trauma, emotional trauma, your sections of your brain will show up in red hot areas where they should be blue or green on the scan. And through therapies that naturopaths know, they can reverse that for you in pretty short time. So we should also keep in mind that heavily processed and your bioengineered foods are very toxic and affects the immune system, and it could be triggering your cumulative effects by these toxins and giving you these symptoms. I also want to mention briefly to look into red light therapy and magnetic therapy. We have energy in our body that requires to be grounded, and magnetic therapy can provide that. And the red light therapy provides a different frequency of light that the nervous system responds to and helps to reduce inflammation in your body. So there are many successful therapies on both of these therapies that should not be ignored. They do work. I know they sound kind of out there, but I've tested them and they do work. Here's some other options. If finding and using a holistic physician is not possible, you can make changes to your diet, make your own organic entrees, and utilize herbal therapy. Herbs are kind of packed with that mineral and vitamin nutrient that your body needs that may be missing in the overprocessed foods. They can also help bridge the gap in what the body is not getting in your diet overall. And if you are looking for help, Apothecary Herbs has organic professional strength herb formulas. So I would look at their formulas like the eye health options. They have some bilberry and they have herbal eye wash that's kind of an eye detox. It really helps with dry eye. They also have a cataract macular degeneration eye kit that is very helpful. They have arthritis rub. So if you have an autoimmune issue, your joints may be diagnosed with arthritis. It's really a good deep tissue rub that gives you more range of motion. They have adrenal gland formula to help balance the adrenal glands. They also use mullein, which will soothe the glands if they're irritated. Brain concentrate formula for memory and improves mood and circulation to your eyes. Valerian root, if you tend to be anxious, that calms down the central nervous system, takes the tension out of it. None of this is sedation, so there's no sedating effect. Also, they have this body food mix. It's a vitamin, mineral, amino acid, protein, all organic plant food powder with natural B vitamins in it that you can throw in a smoothie or in juice or water. They also have a natural pain anti-inflammatory, so you don't have to use the steroids. So check that out in regular or extra strength. And also thyroid. They do have a thyroid formula for you there. Black walnut is made of natural iodine, feeds the thyroid gland. You can add mullein to soothe the gland and some ginseng for a little stamina. Other supplements that you can add are taurine, which helps with light sensitivity and reduces oxidative stress and provides cellular support to your eyes. And NAC, this is N-acetylcysteine, which is an antioxidant the eye likes and helps if you have cataracts. It helps get rid of them. Also, quercetin is an anti-inflammatory, so quercetin is another one to add. So you can find those pretty much anywhere, the taurine, the NAC, and the quercetin, but they are very helpful. So if you're interested in some of these formulas, give the folks at Apothecarabs a call. Their number's toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out online. At least get their free catalog and be empowered. You'll find several things in there that'll help you. And they do have free newsletters that go out each week that also have information that you will find very helpful. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any therapy or product. The information is for you. Do your homework. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.